Welcome. It's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is Monday, October 16th, and you're listening to the Daily Deposit on Profit Pro Radio. My name is Joe. You'll find me here every weekday morning live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our goal here is just to give you some things to ponder, some things to consider as you move forward in free enterprise, move forward building your own business, building a business that will go on to serve you and your family for many, many years. I was thinking this morning about a couple of things. I was thinking about it's Monday morning, you know, time to get back into the groove. This past weekend, I gave myself a couple of days. You know, I was really busy last week working on some new projects and working on my business, building my business, bringing people through the sales funnel, and had a good week. Made money and stuff, but. You know, then I found myself in this, like I was being pulled. I didn't want to let it go, meaning I found some rhythm in work. I found some rhythm, and it was an exciting week last week. And Saturday rolled around. Actually, Friday afternoon rolled around, and I had spent many, many hours in the public forum on Zooms and radio shows, and I was feeling like, you know, I needed a bit of a break. I felt like I was worthy. I was worthy enough to take some time off. And I did. And it felt really, really good to just, you know, I went out to dinner and it was nice. And then Saturday rolled around and I had this pulling. You know, I was really into the relaxation thing. It was nice. I was spending time with my family. The weather was beautiful. Everyone had a smile on their face. And I had this pull that I should get back to work. I had this, you know, like it's relentless, you know. I remember I was at we were at the dog park, actually. We took our two dogs to run around in the park, and I was talking to Rebecca, and she is self-employed as well. She has her own internet business, and she's always working on, you know, her site and making the site better and inventory control and stuff. And we started talking about this very thing. We started talking about this urge to get back to work. This urge that, you know, we got to keep it going. It's almost like feeling guilty. It's kind of like this blue collar work ethic that was instilled in me at a young age by the culture that I was raised in. That South Side of Chicago, you know, you don't take days off. You don't take vacation. You go to work every single day. Maybe you take Sundays off, but that's kind of like where I came from. Those are my roots. And it's hard to let that go sometimes. And so this weekend, we realized that, you know, got to take care of ourselves. Sometimes you've got to take care and refuel yourself. And so that's what I was dedicated to this weekend. You know, doing chores, believe it or not, I did all kinds of stuff that I don't normally do. You know, hammering stuff with the, you know, hanging pictures and moving furniture and stuff that I normally outsource. And it was good. It was nice. It was nice to relax, and it was nice to get away from this free enterprise grind. And when I say grind, I kind of mean it in a good way. But it is a grind in so much as that if I don't produce, then I don't earn. It's like the law of the jungle. In the jungle, they say, if you don't kill, you don't eat, right? So that's kind of like this compelling that we always have to engage. We always have to be working. We always have to be productive. I started doing this research again this morning on, you know, getting my, when I kickstart my motor, okay, it's like starting a motorcycle, right? when I start myself on Monday, I usually go deep into like some, you know, some research. I start reading some books, obviously going through some internet stuff, you know, Success Magazine, looking for this, you know, looking for a spark that will like ignite the week. And as I was going through this stuff this morning, I was realizing that everyone is so driven to produce more, produce more, produce more. Everything is about, you know, be better, get better, be faster, be stronger, better use of your time. And it gets like, it's almost like we're being programmed. This is what I realized after last weekend taking some time off. I have this compelling to just go and do and go and do and go and do. It's like always be better, you know, get faster, get leaner. You know, that's, there's this, you know, automate this. It's like this drive for perfection, that this thing that we will never accomplish. It's like a computerized perfection, relentless approach. Well, the thing I really like about what we're doing here, and this is the balance that one must find, in Entitum or Pure Profit Pro or whatever the top tier company is that you're working in, it's looking for that that solution. The 4-hour work week was what's his name? The guy wrote the book. Ferris was his name. The 4-hour work week. That's a great idea, right? But how about this? How about 4 hours a day, four days a week? How about a 16-hour work week? I think that's doable. And when you consider where we are right here, right now, and this is really what my ultimate goal has been. I have a tendency to get into the creation mode. I want to create the programs and create the systems and automate the scripts and build the webinars and refine the language. And that's kind of like, I really like to spend time in that realm. That takes way too much time, though. Real money is just plugging into the three-step system, you know, relying on what we have as a process. Because if you're really, really effective, if you think about using your time effectively and only focusing your time on the things that are going to generate revenue for your and your family, for you and for your family, you can get it done in 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. I want you to consider your Titan or your business right now this week with Pure Profit Pro. You know, there are sales funnels that are already done. They're done. They've been sitting there for years, some of them. The Pure Profit Pro has got a very, very simple, easy to understand compensation explanation. Very simple, very easy. And if you just applied yourself to doing the basic things, if you just applied yourself to the basic simple things, the results would be through the roof. 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. But you can't be Mickey Mousing around doing things that don't really matter. You got to focus on the things that do matter, which is really the lead generation. The follow-up kind of takes care of itself. It's putting quality people in front of the story. That's what I'm going to urge you for this week. Focus on that. All the other stuff, let it fall away. You know, and then you have the time to live the life that we're talking about here. As I said, you know, realizing this last weekend, what a cool thing it was to just step away, just step away. I turned the ringer off on my phone and left it on a nightstand. Seriously. No iPads, no telephones, kept the computer shut off until about an hour ago. First time I had done that in such a long time, and it refreshed me, right? It revitalized me, spending time, quality time with my family. And that's when I was reacquainted with what is it that we're really doing? What is our ultimate goal here in Titan or Pure Profit Pro? You know, why do you want to be in a program where you can make $22,000 on a sale? What if you spent all month focusing on that one, you know, just focusing on, and I'm not talking about grinding on the telephone and calling thousands of people. I'm talking about that internal game, that mind shift game, where that's your level of expectation. That's who you want to speak with. That's who you are. That's $250,000 a year on one sale a month. Think about that. That's really big. That's like the highest end real estate. That's the highest end. That's selling Lamborghinis and making commission. You know, in those high end, like those multi-million dollar homes where the commissions are this is the kind of money we're talking about. How long do you think it takes someone to find the listing, find the client, get the financing right? That's really kind of the arena we're playing in here. Is that high-end, top-tier, what do you expect from yourself arena? So that was my lesson this weekend, was to really come back to work. It's Monday, find the groove. I started again looking at all this, doing my research, and it was like maximizing your time. but there's no finish line, right? Well, there's so much content out there about efficiency, maximize your time, work faster, get to streamline, do this. But it doesn't really seem that anybody's talking to me about a four-hour day, four-hour work week. It's just like, okay, you have 24 hours in a day. How much could we jam into those 24 hours? Let's say you get 6 hours off a day. So you got 18 hours to be – this is – I say nonsense. I say let's pull together, let's work smart, and let's focus on the results that are truly possible here. And then you can live that four-hour-a-day, 4 days a week work week. But you got to focus on the things that truly do matter. I'm reminded of our simple power of three. As I was spending last week, spinning off into all of this other things, I was had a lot of stuff going on and shooting video and recording stuff and all the, and I'm thinking, I'm going, you know, this is really productive. This is great. I'm really enjoying the creative aspect. But at the end of the day, this is not really what we must do in order to have results in our free enterprise systems. The reason that we come to some place like Titan or Pure Profit Pro is because it's done for you stuff. And so much is that somebody has already done the work and laid the foundation. All we have to do is capture the names and the telephone numbers of bright people who are open to an idea. Invite them to come and hear the presentation calls, which takes place on Tuesday and Thursday night. In this spot here on Wednesdays and Fridays, we do presentation. You can send people here to just get some, you know, we talk about stuff every single morning. We're talking about, you know, culture. We're talking about business. We're talking about getting better. We're talking about getting leaner. Plug people into this. This is something that's unique. That's really what your work is. And then we merely collect their decision. That's our three-step process. You know, last week I was talking to someone about on this day in history. I think it was last Friday. It was last Friday that it was back in 2010, 7 years ago, I think. 7 years ago, last Friday, they were able to get those 33 Chilean miners. Remember when those guys got trapped underground? Remember when those guys were trapped a half mile underground? They went to work in the morning. They're in Chile. They're miners. They're from family generations of guys who work in the mines extracting coal. And then suddenly there was a disruption. And the next thing you know, they're cut off from the world. It was a half a mile underground. I think they were down there for 60-some days. They made a movie about it. I was thinking about perseverance and patience. And I was thinking about the intuition that they knew that those guys were down there. They knew that there were 33 people down there. There was no quitting in them at that point. Think about what a miracle that was. I remember when they were pulling those guys out. It took them 15 minutes to pull each capsule, right? They were in a capsule. These guys would go in there. They'd stand in this cage, and they'd pull them through Mother Earth, you know, a half mile. It took them 15 minutes to pull these guys out. Remember watching that on TV? I do. What a remarkable story. But it really, what it speaks to is persistence. It speaks to having patience. It speaks to just doing the thing, right? Do the thing. Do the basics, do the fundamentals, do them well, and the results will be manifest. Listen, I just got a bug in my ear. Told me I only got 15 seconds here. That I have to conclude our time together. I want to thank you guys for coming here. Remember our new time, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're going to start giving the West Coast guys a little bit more time, especially me, to get the day started. So we'll be back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, let's do this thing together. The bank window is open. Let's go make a deposit. Keep it lean. Keep it fun. And let's get wealthy together, okay? Thank you.